The Burmese python has come a long way from once being a beloved household pet to now a top predator in Florida's wild. A study on the east coast of the state shows these invasive snakes have decimated small mammal populations in the Everglades. WUSF's Jessica Mazzaros talks with an expert about the latest in python research, including how warming temperatures could be a factor. Kathy Worley with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida starts by describing a method for research and eradication.
What you do is you put a transmitter in a male python, and it will lead you to a bunch of females, because basically for population control, it's all about the ladies. You've got to get the females out of the population because those are the ones that are going to breed. So we use the males against them.
Pythons are such a big issue in the state of Florida that multiple organizations and agencies are all trying to tackle this invasion. Do you all work together?
Both federal, state, universities, nonprofits, anybody who's working in the field of pythons, we have all been working together. We're actually working on a interagency python management plan that is headed up by FWC. Because this is a problem that knows no boundaries. We all have to work together. We have to share research. We're sharing methodologies, what works where. It's a good opportunity for emerging science because this program is very expensive to run because you're having to put people out in the field, either tracking them or hunting them or whatever method each organization is using. And that requires a lot of effort. And if we can come up with a way to actually get the pythons to come to us, that would be the best scenario. And there's science that is cutting edge that is working on this program to try to make it more efficient at removal of these animals.
What is it about Florida that makes it such a hotbed for an invasive species like Burmese pythons to easily run rampant?
They love warm weather, and that's what we, warm, humid weather, actually, and that's what we've got. And the other thing is that we're tightening down on some controls now, which is good, but we've been, a primary pet importer, so.
Are researchers thinking about a correlation between invasive species in Florida and climate change? As temperatures climb, are invasives maybe thriving more so here?
It's discussed, but there's no research that has been published on that yet. And that is sort of a lingering question in the scientific community that needs to be answered.
What's the conversation like with researchers about the future of Florida when it comes to an invasive species like Burmese pythons?
You can either be pessimistic about this, saying we'll never get a hold of the problem. You can be optimistic and say, we'll eradicate. But for me personally, what I think is that we're going to be somewhere in the middle. We're going to be managing them. They're not going to run rampant over us, but I believe we'll have a difficult time eradicating them. I believe we will always be chasing some invasive species, whether it's a plant or an animal.
That was Kathy Worley of the Conservancy of Southwest Florida talking about efforts to eradicate pythons and other invasive species with our own Jessica Mazzaros.